will merge Bishopstoke, Colden Common and Fair Oak together into one large development, totally against corporate strategic policies of Eastleigh Borough Council in terms of keeping wedges of green space between settlements so that everybody has their individual identity. And really, it's going to do nothing for local residents. There's a major road proposed, but it's going to add traffic congestion, but it's going to destroy the most beautiful Hampshire Downland countryside with all its wildlife, its nature conservation areas, the Itchen Valley, we're very close to. It's going to affect all the ecology there. And it's just totally in the wrong place. And what we want to do is to propose an alternative option which delivers the council's requirement of between 4,000 and 10,000 new homes, but it's spread borough-wide so that all settlements expand a bit, have a little bit of road infrastructure just to alleviate congestion, and we think that's a much better plan. And that's what I'll be talking to councillors about very shortly.
What's the public support been like for your campaign?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, I'm expecting about 300 people on a campaign walk this morning. We've got gales and rain as I look out of a window there. I still expect a lot of people to attend. We've got a lot of public support for what we're doing, clearly. I mean, it's an emotive subject, and people up and down the country, of course, are moaning about loss of countryside every day of the week. But if we don't, I won't be able to give the legacy to my two grandsons that their grandfather did their best to hold on to the most wonderful Hampshire Downland countryside for their future.
And I know that obviously the plan is in consultation. Sure. Are you hoping that the swell of support and marches like this one will sway the council?
Yes, I am. What happens is they get to a point where they have a preferred option out of the eight options that are on the table. I hope very much that they're going to take our particular option, which is a variation on option A that they've actually presented, or the developers have presented, and bear in mind that Eastleigh Borough Council are between a rock and a hard place here. They have to provide this housing, but developers have proposed eight options, and it's for Eastleigh to evaluate those options.